Gabe Morenci said the team with the better record and or most points should win. I don't know. That's a vote for Glenn Lilly. Eric Young said whoever won a matchup head-to-head during the regular season should be the champion. That's Glenn Lilly. I suggested I'll play a little game, like who can name the most NFL head coaches. I think I'll be lost before he named one.
Yeah, it was rough.
So, again,
everything's pointing to Glenn.
That's really a point.
It's a very easy way to just kind of sum this up. You didn't have to put me in the firing squad. Right. Everything's pointing to Glenn.
So I'm just trying to sum it up for
everybody.
No, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Where you could have the advantages if somebody was to whip out that calculator and go to those decimals, you could very well be the winner.
To me, that's the easiest way to do it. Because here's my argument against that.
And the one other one was play daily, and they both got maybe an equal chance to win in week 17.
So here's my argument against adding the decimal points up. We haven't used decimals all year for scoring, right? We have no idea, to be honest, if Glenn and or Albie would have made it to the finals if you used decimals. I don't know if it's fair to change the rules now. Because we had
but the Super Bowl, the chip not going to end in a tie. They're going to play till
chip
it's over.
Chip can't end in a tie, but I don't know if decimals is the fairest way to do it.
You got to play till it's over, though.
You got to play till it's over. That's why I like the idea for Week 17. So it is this panel's decision. I got a gavel.
Please don't break the table.
I want a menu.
What are you doing?
I know, but still. That's a menu for this place right here?
Yes.
They went really above and beyond with that menu.
That's a nice, so that, nice
if,
very
so if you
menu.
Break something over there, Cardano's going to blame me.
So it's funny, you guys.
Don't let him do that.
They're actually changing the menu. They made it just a piece of paper now because these things were too heavy and ridiculous. So they're getting rid of these.
That's why the wings is $45 for six of them.
To be perfectly honest,
you're paying for the menu.
Yeah.
The wings here are $15.
Okay.
How many wings for an order?
Probably what, 12?
I don't know. You ordered it.
I think we might have had it between 8 and 12.
All right. Well, hopefully.
I mean, it wasn't that bad.
That's fair.
Shout out to Rock and Raleigh. Shout out to Nicole.
All right. So to the order of this panel,
it's dirty.
That the champion will be decided in a Week 17 daily fantasy sport competition.
I'm down with that.
Wow.
The only question I have to ask both of you guys, my co-panelists.
Yes.
Should you only be allowed to use guys currently on your team in DFS?
I want to go to
Scotty first, please.
I say no.
Okay.
Because I think it puts Glenn at a disadvantage with his quarterbacks.
Glenn needs a disadvantage, though.
I think it puts Albie at a disadvantage, too, because he may have to use Chris Thompson again. And how often is that going to happen? I think it just goes, you know, who's going to be the more savvy owner in Week 17?
All right, so you say
because guys are going to be rested across the league.
Okay,
I think each contestant should have. I think in Week 17,
yes,
DFS competition,
yes,
but you have to have somebody that was in your starting lineup in Week 16.
Okay.
Has to be in your starting lineup in Week 17.
See, I'm good with that. It's a good idea, Corey. It's like maybe like a certain percentage, like. Like two, like
I want to do a percentage, yeah.
Like a percentage of your regular guys have to be in your lineup, but the others have to rotate. So, like, if there's 12 spots, six should be
there's
for
nine.
Like your original
there's nine
team.
There's spots.
Nine spots.
Starting spots.
So four should be from your original team.
Okay, Corey,
I'm down with that.
You're down with that, Scott. Yeah. That's your idea.
Yeah.
The judge has ruled. That's what we're going to do.
You just want to bang that damn gavel, don't you?
I do want to bang the damn gavel. You're right. All right.
Break something, and I'm going to get
blamed. I'm over here. If the menu breaks, it's on me. If I break the table over here, it's on me. But if you knock into the TV, it's probably on you.
It'll be on me.
If the gavel there all the time, or did you bring it for today?
So it's funny you asked this question. Mm-hmm. The gavel's been here for a week. I've been trying to figure out a way to incorporate it into the show.
Okay. So now you're just like,
so that's
this
one.
Is it.
Number two, my girlfriend was a judge for Halloween, and I did ask her for the judge costume, but she did not have it on hand.
Did she send a shoe?
What is wrong with you?
Send it to a week of baking.
She was Judge Judy.
Oh, Judge Judy. Oh,
get
okay,
it?
Okay.
Yeah, her name's Judy.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought it was.
There you go. No, you're a sick individual.
Everybody went in a total different
direction.
Yeah,
I thought it was NSWF or whatever that's called.
What is
NSFW? not safe for work.
So Jake Seeley's listening to the show. It's a jumping jack. It's fine. Jake Seeley's listening to the show. He hosts the Fantasy Basketball Science Forever with you, Corey, coming up in about 2 minutes. He has a game, Albie, if you want to stick around for like 15 minutes. He has a game that he wants you and I to play against each other.
As long as they're not bringing up coaches.
No coaches. He said that four might be too many people because Glenn has higher priced guys because of depth. Just the thought. Scott?
That's true.
You say too bad? I say too bad.
Please.
I mean, my thing was one player. My thing was one player.
No, you need more than one. Four. I like four.
Yeah, I could go two.
We'll go three.
We're being arbitrary here.
Agreed.
We're starting to be arbitrary.
We're arbitrators. It's our jobs.
I would say two is solid and gives you more flexibility.
Oh, fine. You want to do two? We'll do two. Fine. All right, Glenn, are you cool with this? Two guys from your starting lineup must be in your DFS lineup Sunday. Is that cool?
Well, I prefer the who can name more NFL head coaches. But considering that was vetoed, I'm good with that.
All right. Now, if they're good with that, Glenn, because you are the defending champion, we're gonna let you decide on what site you would like to play.
You know what? I'll defer on that one.
That's very nice of you.
More comfortable with. I play both of them, so. Whichever one.
I deleted both apps off my phone. I hate them both equally right now. So you know, you call it. It's up to you. I can coin flip it.
Well, let us decide.
Oh, the arbitrators.
Yeah. The arbitrators. We decide.
I can bang the gavel again.
Bang the gavel again, Greg. Okay. Make the decision.
No, we're team. Scott, do you have a preference?
I personally prefer DraftKings, but there's neither here nor there.
Okay, Corey.
I'm a Aces guy, but
it's not an option.
Not everybody's going to play on
not
Aces.
Not an option. Only FanDuel or DraftKings.
Go DK.
All right, so I was going to say FanDuel.
Well, we outnumbered you.
So you outnumbered me, but I got the gavel, though. All right, we'll do DraftKings. I got outnumbered. I got outvoted.
You got outvoted.
I got outvoted. That seems fair. All right, on DraftKings this weekend, week 17, you must have two guys from your starting lineup in there, and we'll determine the champion. But what we are going to do for you, you don't know this is for charity. $2,000 to the winner. 500 second place. We're going to just take the $2,500, split it right down the middle. Half go to your charity you're choosing, Albie. Half to the charity you're choosing, Glenn. Is that cool?
That's awesome.
Yep.
Cool?
Totally awesome.